We're doing chapter Kuf Chav Ches 128 in the laws of Nesias Kapayim, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and we're up to chapter. We're up to subsection 59, Nun Tes. Kol koyin yesh loy lasi shum dover pamachas b'shono lahachzik es atzmei b'kohuna. Every koyin should do at least one thing in the year to establish himself as a koyin. He must do once a year something that shows that you're a koyin. Kigoyin, likach matonis, in order, like for example, to take gifts. There are special gifts that were given. This is in the time of the temple, to give the to take those gifts that the koyin gets. That way, he established himself as a koyin. Im eina yochel lisa kapel machmas eiza oynes. If there is a if there is some reason mishap that he cannot actually do nesias kapayim, so you don't want to. The guy isn't going up to duchen, and he's not going to nesias kapayim, and then they say this guy is not a kohen because he hasn't been blessing the people. Where is he? So you have to do something to show he's a kohen. What would be a mishap? Why wouldn't he be a kohen? For example, shemulamed latamido beis shatzibur nesof and lebeis haknesses. He teaches his students. When the community gets together to daven, the minyan, that's when he would do the birchas kohanim. So, but he can't do it because he's teaching. He's teaching his students then, which overrides that. Oishu chayle b'meyov, or maybe somebody has a sickness in his intestines. Ve'ene yochel lashes nekovav ad gmar birchas kohanim. He cannot hold back. He needs to go before the end of the Birchas Kohanim, so he can't do the entire Birchas Kohanim. So then we exempt him. So at that point, he should make sure to do something as a Kohen so that he doesn't lose his status as a Kohen because the people will think that he's no longer a Kohen. Let's do subsection 60. This is the final subsection in this chapter 128. It says, Asur lihishtamesh bekohen. It is prohibited to use a kohen. Afilu bizman hazeh. Even nowadays, can't tell a kohen to go take out the garbage from me or do something. Ukimoyel behegdesh hu. And it would be equal to violating hegdesh, which means benefiting from something of the holy of Hashem from the temple. Sharei nemar v'kidashtei ki eslechem elekecho hu makriv. Because the verse states, you shall sanctify him, for he is the one that offers the bread of your God, which is a verse in Vayikra Chof Aleph Pasuk Ches, Perik Chof Aleph Pasuk Ches. V'achshav she'en lanu korbanos. Even nowadays, we don't have any sacrifices, but still, b'gedushosei hu oimed, he still nevertheless remains in his sanctity. He is still a kohen. But what happens if the kohen forgoes his honor? Mutar. Then it is permissible. Because the kohuna is his. He is able to forego his kavod. He can give permission a yid to use him. So let's say he wants to hire himself out for a job by Yisrael. So he says, I can't use you because you're a kohen. He says, no, no. If he agrees, then it's okay. Yes, Mishaimer, but there is another one who says, there's some that one that says, She'ena yochel liten rishus lishtamesh boy. I cannot just give plainly permission to use him unless there is pay over there. Elim kein, yesh le'ezano, or there's some benefit to him, some pleasure, kigoin bischar. Like for pay, you can do it. Even if you're working for free, but if it's la'odom chofetz choshu, if the person is an important person, shehu chofetz lishamshei v'nene mizeh, that he wants to serve him, and he benefits from this, from the zesh zochel l'shores b'kodesh, that he can serve in the holiest. So let's say there is a great rabbi over there. He wants to serve the rabbi. That's a pleasure for him, so that it would be okay. But if there's no benefit to him, no pleasure for the kohen, he cannot forego. This is the second opinion. So one opinion says you could, and the other one says only if there's a benefit to you, otherwise you can't. Shenemar, because the difference is v'kidash toy, that you shall sanctify him, v'darsh chachamim, and our sages expounded this to mean k'chadsheyu bal korchoy, you forcibly sanctify him, you make him kodesh, whether he forgoes it or he doesn't, you're still obligated. That's the difference between the two opinions about it. And in the parentheses, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe rules like this. Vayikir kisvara rishoinim. But the main thing is like the first opinion. Shari yochel liten rishus li Yisrael, likreis ulevarech lefonov, afal pi she'en leshum hanoa mizem. For he is permitted to... he's permitted to give permission to an Israelite to be called to the Torah and to make it before him. Even though he's a Kohen, he can say, go ahead and give the Israelite the Aliyah, his Aliyah. Even though he gets no benefit from it, he can still forego his honor. As written in chapter 135, now, we don't have that in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. And also Vereish Aleph in chapter 201. So this that we quoted the verse before, Vikidashti, that you sanctify him against his will, which means that he can't give it up. Ella b'dvorim hatluim b'kidushas ha-kohanim. Those only matters which hinge on the sanctity of a Kohen. 11 is good. Thank you. She'einu rashoi l'chalil kudushosei. So he is not permitted to desecrate his sanctity. V'liso gerusha u'kayotzeba. And to go marry a widowed woman or similar. He says, okay, I forgo my kahuna. I'm ready to marry. That we say, no, v'kidashti b'korcha. L'fishe kudushas ha-kohanim lo'initno lehem li'hanes b'kufam. Because the sanctity of the Kohanim has not been given for them for their bodily pleasure, just as Kumeshi Kedushas Yisrael Lo Nitna Lanis Bem Gufam. They weren't given to them for their bodily pleasure. She mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. For mitzvahs were not given for pleasure. Their commands, elegzedes melech hi aleihem. It is the decree of the king upon them, she yiyu kedoshim, that they should be sanctity. It's not up to them. It's not their choice. It's not their pleasure that they want, but it's Hashem's decree. Hoyil v'nivcharu l'shores l'melech hakodesh. Since they were chosen to serve the holy king, they become holy, whether they like it or not. It's not because of their benefit, it's not for their pleasure, it's because that's God's command. That's why they have to obey it. You shall be holy because I am holy, etc. Or Kodesh Yiyah Ki Kodesh. This is for all the Jews, Kidoshim to you, have the sanctity, that we have to do the mitzvahs. You can't say, okay, I don't want to be holy, I don't want to be Jewish, I don't want the mitzvahs, and I don't want to do it. You can't do it. It's from God. Same with Kodesh, you Kodesh. It says that he shall be, the Kohen should be holy, because Hashem is holy. The fikach eino b'yodom l'mochla. It's not in their hands to forego it. They can't forgive on their holiness. Aval, that is talking about what? We're talking about the sanctity of the Kohen. But here we're talking about the honor of the Kohen. That's not the sanctity. Aval kavod hakuna. Why were the Kohanim given honor? That's not a mitzvah from the Torah, just like that. But nitun lehem lahana osom, that was given to them for their pleasure, for their benefit. Lalis l'toyra rishon, to get the first aliyah for the Torah. V'litul mona yofa rishon, to take the first good portion, they would get it first. V'chein l'hagdimon l'chol dover shev gedusha. And the same thing is to introduce them first, to give them first everything what's holiness. Kovet zil hanos agufu. That is a delight, a pleasure of the body. And lefikach ubiyadnu lemachla kvoidom. They have the right to forego their honor. V'rashoyi litnei li Yisrael imrotza. and he's permitted to give it to Israelite. If the Kohen wishes, he can give it to Israelite. And he says last words here, Kiritzoine shel adam zehu kevaydoi. Because the wishes of the person, that's his honor. So if you're honoring him, you have to honor his wishes. And if he wishes to give the aliyah to the Israelite, that becomes his honor. That's the honor of the Kohen. What we do, we kick him out of shul. No, we don't kick him out of shul, but we said him, you know, there's some people that need an aliyah today, and if you don't mind. But if he says no, then you got no choice. Some places, they don't care about that. They just say, ain't kind of Kohen, even though the Kohen is right there, but they just say, yeah, go ahead.
When I came in, you were talking about you wouldn't ask the Kohen to take out the garbage.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure, wondering if his wife can do it. His wife can't do that either. I don't know. Gotta be careful if you marry a Kohen. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, but it was the role of the Levites to take out the ashes and to take out.
No, why? There was the Kohen. The Trumas Derech was done by the Kohen.
I thought the Levites did that.
But depending what the Trumas Hadesh, and that was one of the ways of the Kohen. Vein as a Kohen, the Kovtzu. Yeah.
So why
bring
would
it
we ask a Kohen? Were you just kind of making a joke in this day and age to take out the household garbage?
Yeah, because you can't use a Kohen to do it. That's it. You have to honor the Kohen. I'm serious. I don't know. If you're married to a Kohen, you may not ask him to take out the garbage. You may not ask him to do anything else around the house. I'm not sure. Or maybe he's doing it for himself, not for somebody else. If you're doing something for the house, that's doing it for yourself. So that's not the...
And what if a Kohen was just too weak to actually go up to do the aliyah? Could he say, my friend, please take the aliyah from me if it was
So the halacha, we're not discussing. It says here, yes, the Kohen can't give the aliyah to another Israelite to go up for him. But practically, I've never seen that done before. And we don't have the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Rebbe references it over here, but it's not over there. You got to look it up further. But I've never seen it done in such a way that for a Kohen to give somebody else the aliyah.